Let's talk about this month of April as Autism Month, Autism Awareness Month. Important to talk about, remove some stigmas, and see how autism is being treated in our own backyard. Let's bring you up to the plate for hitting your home run, Ashley Zink, BCBA, Vice President, Clinical Chief of Staff with Gateway Pediatric Therapy. Good morning to you, Ashley.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Quite welcome. Let's take apart your title for your credibility. You have certainly put in your all in this profession.
Sure thing, I have. Yep. I have been working with Gateway Pediatric Therapy for about 5 years now. I am a board certified behavior analyst, so I started off providing direct services to all of our clients. And at this point in my current role, I oversee clinical development and clinical quality across the entire company.
Thank you for that. Let me do other 101s. Gateway Pediatric Therapy, where exactly are you located?
You know, we are located all across Michigan. We are in mid-Michigan. We have a clinic in Lansing, and we just recently opened up our newest center in Owosso to help fill that countywide need that there is for ABA therapies.
Wonderful. So you would be available for West Michigan patients?
Absolutely, yes.
In your way. We'll talk more about that. Let's open up the conversation about autism before I get into the details. What is autism in layman's terms?
Autism, honestly, is a neurocognitive disability that is characterized by deficits typically in communication, social skills, and then we typically see some restricted or repetitive stereotypical behavior. So those are kind of the main three areas that we might see deficits. But honestly, autism is called autism spectrum disorder because it's a spectrum. And, you know, no two people with autism have the same strengths. No two people with autism have the same deficits. So it's very much a spectrum disorder.
Thank you. I want to start with autism in the workplace. Individuals I know on the autism spectrum, as you mentioned, have a disproportionately more difficult time finding jobs?
They do, absolutely. We have seen national data, specifically a study that was posted by Drexel University in 2018, that actually said that the vast majority of adults with autism are either underemployed or unemployed, ranging from up to 90%, actually, within that population, which is, of course, a large number for one population.
Don't people with autism often possess highly sought-after traits?
They do, yes, absolutely. You know, it can range, but a lot of people with autism have very strong visual skills. They'll have consistent work ethic. They demonstrate honesty and have strong problem-solving skills. Some people with autism might thrive in a structured, independent, and setting where they can have responsibility, which is provided through a workplace setting.
More on research showing there can be business benefits to hiring employees with autism.
Absolutely, yes. Benefits to hiring employees with autism can be shown with the individual because they often demonstrate trustworthiness. They'll have strong memories, again, strong attention to detail, reliability, and are very good at adhering to rules. And then it also can provide benefits to the rest of the workplace as well. When you have a workplace that is composed of diverse backgrounds, this can help the other employees have an opportunity to expand their own viewpoints, which can improve morale, creativity, workplace flexibility, and then really create just an overall well-rounded workplace.
Wonderful. I know at your Gateway Pediatric Therapy, you are continuing to fight this stigma?
Yes, absolutely. We're working to increase appreciation and acceptance for this population. Specifically related to the workplace, we help young adults on the spectrum build confidence and prepare them for the workforce by helping them identify their interests and things that they want to do, and then help them to hone the skills necessary to have success in those fields. Obviously, they belong in professional settings just as much as everyone else does.
And just a point of conversation, Ashley, Gateway Pediatric Therapy, but you are treating adults too?
Yes, absolutely. We treat individuals up to the age of 21 at
cool.
this time.
Very nice. Work environments, those with autism and excel in. Spend some time here.
Sure, absolutely. So the individuals with autism will excel in a competitive employment setting, which is something that other individuals typically see. This is where the employee is completely independent in the work environment, but they do have opportunities to ask their employer for reasonable accommodations and self-advocate as needed. And then if you go a little bit beyond that, there are settings with supported employment, which is where the employee has a support system in place within the work setting. So they might have a job that's developed just for them and their strengths, and they may have some additional resources and oversight there as well. Moving on to a little bit more of a structured setting, you might see secure or sheltered employment, which typically occurs in a facility-based setting where the employee receives behavior training and is taught a variety of work skills.
Ashley Zink with us on behalf of Gateway Pediatric Therapy. Autism Awareness Month is this month of April, Clinical Chief of Staff. Let's move into basically why this month. Throughout the month, you are sharing what stories from the autism community? Expand here.
We are, yes. We're really hoping to focus on the incredible things that our community members have achieved. And again, you know, talking through this interview, focusing on the strengths and the things that people with autism have to share with the community and to help others benefit from. We'll also be highlighting the needs of the community and how each and every one of us can help support and uplift, because again, we're really working to increase that acceptance and also the appreciation of the autism community.
Yeah, continue.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I think this month is also really a great opportunity to chat with your child, whether they be young, you know, or middle or high school age, about autism and really help spread awareness and acceptance to that younger generation. There are several books, especially for younger children, where the conversation might be a little more challenging for a parent, that highlight the perspective of young people with autism and their loved ones. This might be a great way to help your child better understand and be able to empathize with individuals on the spectrum. So you can obviously, you know, look for these books on the internet, but a few great ones are Autism Is, My Brother Charlie, and then We're Amazing 1-2-3, which features the Sesame Street character who has autism and can be really relatable. And then we have other great resources on our website, which is gatewaypediatrictherapy.com.
Nice. Just a couple of clinical questions. First of all, when should one be concerned if their child might be in need of a diagnosis?
Sure. So, you know, we really emphasize early detection and early intervention, increasing pediatric awareness. If individuals are demonstrating, you know, some difficulties with communication, maybe a limited language or limited ability to communicate their wants and needs, if there are deficits in social skills or social abilities, or, you know, individuals might struggle with making or retaining social friendships, or if you are seeing those behavioral challenges, we can help with that as well. And then beyond that, you know, looking into moving into adolescence, we absolutely can help with individuals who are looking to be more successful in the school setting, or, you know, like we've been talking about, individuals who are looking to start to build those workplace skills to secure employment.
Do you also work with the caregiver and educate the family regarding mind, body, and soul?
Absolutely, yes. Caregiver and parent participation is so important, and it's beneficial for parents as well. You know, we don't just treat the individual and we don't just provide therapy to the individual, but we do so for the entire family so that we can create a support system for the individual and so that we can help parents connect and be successful as well, and so that our clients can be successful in all settings and not just with us.
Wonderful. I asked this same question to a PT I just had a conversation with prior. What do you get from this opportunity to work with your kiddos?
Oh my gosh, that's a loaded question.
No.
I think, you know, I enjoy coming to work every day and working individually with my clients. I love to watch my clients' personalities develop and see where their interests lie and to watch them thrive. I think there are so many small successes you see every single day when you're working with individuals in this population, and they're just so motivated and determined, and it's just really rewarding. I mean, from the small victories to the large ones, there's always something to celebrate.
All right. Autism Awareness Month, this month in particular of April, where you will, on behalf of Gateway Pediatric Therapy, be sharing stories from the autism community and more. Details one more time on how to find out more information.
Yes, absolutely. You can find us on social media, Instagram and Facebook at Gateway Pediatric Therapy, or visit our website, gatewaypediatrictherapy.com, for any other information.
All right, back to work on this Good Friday. You go. Thank you for taking care of our future, and we'll talk again, Ashley Zink.
Thanks so much, Shelley.